First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
The sunshine we've got out there this morning is going to be with us all day, and that's going to help the mercury rise. We're forecasting a high of 90 degrees today. We could break the record at Dulles, which is 89. The record at Reagan is 91. Still, whatever we end up getting to, it will be unseasonably warm for this time of year. So make sure you have the sunglasses and the sunscreen with a high UV index. We're going to remain above average for temperatures all week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We keep climbing, 75 in Annandale and Germantown, 76 at DuPont Circle.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
this is the fifth day of protests about the war in Gaza at George Washington University, where protesters overnight tore down crowd control barriers.
It'll be hot today. Could be record hot. I'm Neil Augenstein.
An emergency weekend juvenile curfew goes into effect at National Harbor. We have reaction. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Police arrest more teens after a drugstore robbery. I'm Ralph Fox.
At 10:15, a look at new rules for many financial services professionals.
10 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on Capitol Hill, where 21 House Democrats are slamming Columbia University administrators for failing to disband an encampment of protesters. They describe it as a breeding ground for anti-Semitic attacks on Jewish students. The university's president is asking demonstrators to leave on their own. CBS's Tom Hansen is on campus.
She says we urge those in the encampment to voluntarily disperse. Of course, this is ahead of May 15th, that major date when students will graduate. In the statement, she went on to say that many of these students were robbed of their graduation in 2020 because of the pandemic. They want to ensure that they have a proper graduation this time around.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Riyadh today, where he's urging Hamas to accept a ceasefire offer.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
Britain's foreign secretary says it is a 40-day ceasefire and involves the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for freeing Israeli hostages. Violent weather in the forecast from Texas to Alabama, a day after two tornadoes slammed into the small town of Sulphur, Oklahoma.
My husband said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. It was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
Twisters blame for at least four deaths in the state, including an infant. Opening statements begin today in a pandemic-related fraud case. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Minnesota residents are accused of exploiting lax rules to steal over $40 million from a federal program to provide meals to low-income children during the COVID-19 pandemic. 70 people are accused of being involved in what's considered one of the largest pandemic-related fraud cases in the country. They allegedly used the money for luxury cars, jewelry, travel, and property.
Federal regulators have launched an investigation into Ford's hands-free driving system after a pair of recent crashes that left three people dead. Both involved Mustang Mach-E SUVs and collisions with stationary vehicles on highways at night. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Blue Cruise was engaged in each case. Check out the pricey tag on this timepiece from the Titanic.
A gold pocket watch recovered from the body of millionaire John Jacob Astor sold for $1.4 million. The violin case of the band leader Wallace Hartley sold for some $450,000.
CBS's Vicky Barker. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on WTOP, back in the saddle for Monday, April 29, and a hot one. We're heading up near 90 today. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. This is day 5 of ongoing protests at George Washington University, as demonstrations over the war in Gaza continue at colleges across the country. Pro-Palestinian protesters have retaken University Yard at GW. That happened overnight as a student jumped over a barricade. And while that student was being escorted out by university police, more than 200 protesters stormed those barriers. They then piled up the barriers in the middle of university yard. WTOP's Lynn Bowie is on the scene and joined us earlier.
This encampment has grown in size. It was part of University Yard over the weekend. Now it covers the entire yard. So the school wants protesters to leave. They want them to move to a different park a few blocks away. But protesters have said that they're not going to leave until their demands are met. They want the school to cut financial ties with Israel. They also want the students who have been suspended, they want the charges against those students dropped.
The university says what happened overnight goes far beyond the boundaries of free expression and the right to protest. As mentioned, we've got a hot one in store for us today, with temperatures up around 90 degrees. As WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us, there could be record-breaking heat today, according to forecasters.
Today could be our first 90-degree day of the season. Typically, we don't see our first 90-degree day till probably the second week of May, so we're definitely ahead of schedule.
7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegrift says the good news is the humidity will be low.
While it'll be hot, yes, it's not going to be a very steamy heat. It'll be more of a dry heat.
Only a light breeze, but not the oppressive heat that we'll get later in July and August. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
This past weekend was the first test of an emergency curfew for people 16 and younger at National Harbor. It was prompted by rowdy and criminal behavior involving hundreds of teens on the waterfront more than a week ago. WTOP's Shayna Estulin is hearing reaction to the new curfew.
I could tell the difference with the security.
Samantha says on Saturday she saw police talking to parents and questioning teens.
I guess they're realizing, oh, wow, it is really real. It's going into effect.
She says she wants tighter security to continue and police to be monitoring behavior of kids from all backgrounds.
So we've never seen a problem at night. We've seen a
like
lot of...
We're old, so we're in bed by 9:30.
Out here at 1 in the morning.
Max and Jan Gibbs, who've enjoyed their visits to the area over the years, say given the chaos that broke out, a curfew may be helpful.
Not that our young people are bad, but sometimes guidance and supervision helps them make good decisions.
Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
We're expecting to hear from Prince George's County Police later today about how many curfew warnings were issued. More arrests have been made after a viral video showed a large group of teenagers rushing through a local drugstore and stealing items. The latest from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
D.C. police say a total of 6 teens are now facing charges after a group of at least 20 people swarmed a CVS store in the Navy Yard neighborhood on April 16th. A security guard tried to stop them as they left without paying. One threw a bottle at the guard. Police arrested one 16-year-old. Now 5 more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 are under arrest. 2 of the suspects, both 15-year-old females, were also charged in a separate assault in the National Mall that happened earlier that same night. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP, up ahead in Money News.
BC gets spots on a brand new Michelin guide, and it's not for restaurants. I'm Jeff Clable.
Traffic and weather on the way in 30 seconds.
The future. If we embrace the possibilities, we can meet the challenges. With innovation and insight, we can shape and secure the future. I'm Matt Tate, CEO of Mantech, where management and technology meet. At Mantech, that's exactly what we do. Our leading cybersecurity, trusted artificial intelligence, emerging and defense technology, and high-tech, high-end engineering all work to achieve one mission, securing the future. Find out more at wearemantech.com.
It's 10:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, thank you, Mark, and welcome in the Monday, folks, where the midday brings in the work zones that's scheduled in the roadway. Right now, if you're traveling on I-395 northbound, delays passing Boundary Channel Drive, once you get onto the 14th Street Bridge, that's where you have the right center lane blocked for the broken down truck, so watch out for that. Otherwise, on the freeway eastbound, brief delays toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound DC 295, after Burroughs Avenue as you head toward Eastern Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Southbound I-295 near Malcolm X Avenue. That's where the right side was blocked for the work zone as well. If you're traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, pretty good shape through Montgomery County. Outer loop brief delays as you pass New Hampshire Avenue toward Georgia Avenue. Outer loop slows in Prince George's County, leaving Central Avenue heading toward Route 50 and the John Hanson Highway. Southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197. The right lane gets you by the work zone today. I-95 northbound after 198. That crash is cleared to the shoulder. All your travel lanes have been reopened, but delays remain if you're northbound on I-95 headed toward the Howard County rest area. Southbound I-95 delays, leaving the ICC headed past 212 toward the Beltway ramps, which your travel lanes are open and available there. In Virginia, looking pretty smooth on the Beltway for now between Alexandria and McLean. If you're traveling on the outer loop before the Wilson Bridge, we had the right lane crowded for a broken down truck. We believe that may actually now be clear. No problems on I-95 as you head toward the Springfield interchange. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
As mentioned, we could see some record-breaking heat today on this final Monday of April. Let's hear the 7 News First Alert forecast from Eileen Whalen.
Get ready for a summery feel over the next several days. Today will be the hottest day of the week and the hottest day of the year so far. Forecasting a high of 90 degrees on this Monday with mostly sunny skies. Fortunately, humidity levels will remain fairly low. Sundown tonight at 7:59, and temperatures will be falling out of the 80s into the 70s. Overnight lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, a high of 87. We'll have clouds during the afternoon and an isolated threat for showers and storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine and 75 degrees already in Alexandria, Columbia, Maryland at 79. We have 78 in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1010 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon deliveries are fast for Prime members. Amazon says 60% of orders placed last quarter were Prime members in the top 60 cities arrived same or next day, up from 50% a year ago. Amazon will double the number of same-day delivery facilities it has within 5 years. Google will spend $1 billion to expand data centers in Loudoun and Prince William counties. That'll bring Google's total investment in Virginia to $4.2 billion. Michelin's brand new hotel guide lists 7 in D.C. They're rated with keys, not stars. None here get the top 3 key rating. The Rosewood and Jefferson both get 2 keys. The Pendry, Riggs, DuPont Circle Hotel, Hay Adams, and the Eaton I'll get 1 key. The Dow is up 96 points. The S&P 500 is up 16. The NASDAQ is up 55 points, all just shy of 0.5% gains. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Meineke, engines, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke is your one-stop shop for total car care. Meineke, doing car care right.
Straight ahead, we'll take a look at the debate over new rules that would affect the people who sell you retirement and investment products. It's 1012.
Student perspectives from Washington Adventist University. Here's early childhood development student Lori Velcez from the School of Graduate and Professional Studies.
I'm going to graduate this spring with the classes that I am taking. I'm learning about different aspects. I'm learning about special needs. I'm learning about, you know, autism. I'm learning about different children and how I can meet their needs, how to deal with families, you know, things that anything that may arise in terms of how to run the business. Even I had a class on, you know, how to budget, how to manage a child care business. So it's been very informative, and it's definitely improved the quality of my program.
The gate to your future is open at Washington Adventist University. Learn more or apply at wau.edu. That's wau.edu. Washington Adventist University, your gateway to service.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Coming up, the struggle since the pandemic to get some people screened for various cancers. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Get that cracked peeling paint on the outside of your home in the rearview mirror. This is Dave Doldine. Listen, CertaPro Painters makes it easy, inside and out. For me, the trim, siding, eaves, and inside, decades of tacky wallpaper gone. CertaPro Painters went above and beyond at my place, and they'll do the same at yours. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
10:15 on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. More financial professionals who sell you retirement or investment accounts may soon have to adhere to new government standards that are designed to protect consumers. Although this isn't the first time something like this has been attempted and faced legal challenges, and something similar could happen again. Joining us live now is CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, talk about why you think that setting standards across the industry is important for consumers.
Well, I think it's very clear that people don't really understand that many folks in the financial industry are held to something called the suitability standard. So that means that, hey, Mark, I'm giving you advice. It's suitable for you based on your age and your goals. But there's a higher bar. It's called the fiduciary standard. And that means that as a financial professional, you have to put your customer or your client's interest before your own or your company's. And that big bar that going up a bit more for the fiduciary standard is something that I think people don't quite get, that the people they're working with may not be held to it. So you can get advice that's suitable for you, but wouldn't I rather have advice that's in my best interest? And so now the Department of Labor is issuing an updated rule on anyone who gives advice on retirement accounts, and that would be an IRA or a 401k. And the rule would say if you're going to give someone a product recommendation or advice, it has to be in the person's best interest. And that's what we're talking about today.
Now, Jill, some critics say if this rule is put into place, that it could affect access, making the cost too expensive for some people to get these services. Is that a fair criticism?
Well, I think that the way that we pay for advice has always been so cloudy anyway. People are very unclear about, how does this person get paid who's telling me this? And I think that there could be some aspect of this, which is that if you want actual financial advice rather than the sale of a product, it might cost you more. On the other hand, my pushback to that is maybe the advice isn't so good. Maybe that what you're giving me isn't, if it's not in my best interest, why would I want to pay less or anything for that advice? So I think that we have to balance the interests here. And, listen, the big pushback is coming more from the insurance industry rather than from the securities industry, because the securities industry has already had to kind of beef up their game. The SEC has a less onerous variation of fiduciary called the regulation best interest. And that means that it's better than suitability, not as strong as fiduciary, but a lot of the big brokerage firms have already adopted systems internally to make sure their folks are giving the advice and product recommendations that are in the best interest of their clients.
Just a few seconds remain, but what should consumers look for before they put money down with a financial services professional?
You know, I think it's most important to just ask the question, are you held to the fiduciary standard? Because if the answer is yes, then I know that the advice you're giving me is in my best interest. But if the answer is no, doesn't mean you have to walk away. It means you treat this person like a salesperson, any salesperson. You might get a second opinion. You might get another resource. But be clear that if someone is not held to the fiduciary standard, they do not have to put your best interest first. And I think most consumers would rather have the fiduciary standard applied.
Jill, we appreciate it. That is CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Let's get to traffic and weather. On the 8th, Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Delays in Maryland. Southbound I-95 approaching and passing 212, headed toward the inner loop of the Beltway. Uncertain, but may have one stopped in the roadway there. Southbound I-95 as you head toward the inner loop toward College Park. Northbound I-95, as you head past 198, that crash is clear. All your travel lanes are open, but the front of the line is moving and the back of the line, of course, is slow. Traveling on the BW Parkway southbound, leaving 198 toward 197. A single right lane gets you by the work zone there. No problems on 270 as you leave Frederick, headed down toward the lane divide. Traveling on the Beltway in Maryland in pretty good shape as you make your way out of Oxon Hill, headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, no issues on the inner loop or outer loop between the Alexandria and McLean. Traveling on I-95 northbound, brief delays coming past Stafford exit number 630. That's where the right lane may be blocked for the work zone as you continue toward Garrisonville, otherwise clear toward the Springfield interchange. Northbound Prince William Parkway near University Boulevard, a single lane will get you by the work zone there. Eastbound 66 ramp to the inner loop, that crash and debris spill should be clear. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now the hot forecast, the 7 News First Alert forecast from meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Tracking a summer-like weather pattern over the next several days, high temperatures are forecast to be in the 80s through at least Thursday. Today, we're actually forecasting a high of 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies, and at least the humidity will be low. We'll also have a southerly breeze between about 5 and 15 miles per hour. Sundown tonight at 7:59. Overnight, partly cloudy with lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, 87. Afternoon clouds and maybe an isolated chance for a shower or storm as a cold front approaches. That cold front will drop highs into the lower 80s on Wednesday, so still above average. We are tracking a cooler and wetter pattern as we head into the upcoming weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
75 right now at Reagan National, 79 at Dulles. We've hit 80 at BWI Marshall. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health. With Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Just ahead.
New moms struggling with mental health conditions get a boost from a day of worldwide support. I'm Gigi Barnett.
That's coming up in just 90 seconds. Stick around.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. I love betting basketball by taking a shot on player prop bets. I can bet on how many three-pointers a player is going to knock down, and they've even got defensive props. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/BigChi to get started. That's promo code BigChi. B-I-G-C-H-E-E. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 1023. A day of worldwide support aimed at helping new moms is coming. WTOP's Gigi Barnett explains many of them don't realize they're suffering from postpartum depression.
Jennifer Davis remembers bringing home her baby girl 11 years ago and her son 7 years later. They weren't the happy time she'd expected.
Wasn't eating regularly, wasn't leaving the house unless I had doctor's appointments, showering.
It wasn't until years later that Davis realized she'd suffered through postpartum mental health disorders.
I didn't talk to anyone because I was embarrassed.
She's now a member of the national nonprofit Postpartum Support International, which helps struggling new moms. It's teaming up with other support groups to mark World Maternal Mental Health Day on Wednesday. Wendy Davis heads up the group.
We want to reduce the shame and stigma of this, and how we do that is getting as much information out in the public as possible.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
There has been a decline in the number of people, especially among minorities, getting breast, colon, and lung cancer screenings since the worst of the COVID pandemic. So now a local cancer center is training community members to become healthcare advocates.
Fear may be the reason that many minorities are not getting back into cancer screenings.
And so sometimes it's easier to just push it back in the back of someone's mind as opposed to facing it head on.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also other reasons.
It takes a long time to get to certain healthcare offices. Sometimes the offices don't feel as welcoming. These are all structural barriers that can make it really difficult.
Safran says they're working to remove those barriers.
Which is why we have neighborhood health ambassadors. We want to meet people where they are in the community.
Stephanie Gaines Bryant, WTOP News.
The story, part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. Find out more at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
10:25, let's go to Dave Preston.
Capitals picking up the pieces after last night's loss to the New York Rangers sweeps them out of the playoffs. And the fact that this team played